This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another episode of Extreme Resurrection. We are back. I'm James Gruenberg alongside Michael Cook. Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Doing much better tonight than we have in the last month. We're sorry for a little bit of time off, but, you know, family and work and, you know, reality gets in the way.
So, I mean, I feel like the podcast group has to know your store in what Oxford got or Naugatuck, it got robbed.
Well, no, I was in Meriden, my store. Yeah. And there was a big ring across the state and they were hitting all different stores across the state. And I mean, blazing and the big one was on Twitter and social media, where they walked into a BJ's and took out just TVs, just wheeled them right out, put them in the truck. But no one could do anything about it. They didn't care. They finally got caught, though, but they were saying they probably got, between all the stores, about $250,000 worth of stuff.
Wow, that's bad, man. Like, I felt bad for you, like, when you said, my store got robbed. It's like, what?
Yeah, they came in and, I mean, they just took a bunch of detergent and soap because they all go sell it at flea markets and bodegas.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad everything worked out okay. And, you know, hopefully everyone just gets back on their feet with that whole thing.
Yeah, hey, nothing you can do, but we're good.
Yep. All righty, Mike, you ready to talk some ECW again?
I guess we're about a month away from things changing. So
I know, but one of these episodes is going to change, and you know, it might spell the doom for at least Paul Heyman, you know, with his big announcement. But we're gonna start off tonight from ECW on Sci-Fi, October 24th, 2006. We're live in St. Louis. Rob Van Dam comes to the ring. Van Dam talks about how he pinned the Big Show last week. Van Dam wants his title shot. Paul Heyman comes out with a contract for Van Dam. However, Paul says Van Dam must beat the Big Show in a ladder match to get the contract. Van Dam chases Heyman and the Riot Squad away. So, you know, a little good opening. You know, Van Dam is trying to plead his case that he needs to be the number one contender for the ECW title. What'd you think of this skit, Mike?
It just seems like it's the same thing over and over. You know, the Riot Squad just keeps, you know, interfering, which is fine, but it doesn't seem like it's still going anywhere.
But no, neither is... it doesn't seem like Van Dam is getting back on his feet either. You know, like they're just playing a game with him. That might be also like the shoot feelings as well, that, you know, WWE is playing games with Van Dam too. You know, I feel like Van Dam is still getting punished, but you know, we'll go from there.
I mean, you got to admit he brought it upon himself.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about now CM Punk versus Matt Stryker. A boot to the face by Punk. Stryker slams Punk's shoulder into the ring post. A bulldog by CM Punk. Now, Mike, what I liked about this match was that CM Punk was giving Matt Stryker a little bit of a fight. Like, you know, it wasn't like a full squash match. It seemed that like Matt Stryker was definitely trying to hold his own against CM Punk. But then, you know, Punk goes to the Uranagi, But then Mike Knox comes in and attacks Punk, but Punk fends him off. I gave it a half a star. For some reason, I liked Matt Stryker's look in trying to fend off Punk.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it a half star. To me, it was just a total squash until the DQ. And I don't know. I really think that the ECW is in need of heels. I mean, and we'll get more into that. But Stryker just doesn't seem like... You know, I like that he's trying to put up a fight, but and the whole thing with Knox and Punk, you're trying to build up Punk. It's getting to the point. Let's get him to competition.
Yep. Mike, did you ever hear the story about how Matt Stryker was going to go to wrestler's court, but then to weasel his way, like he got himself out and he got mad respect from the locker room. He said to JBL, let's go outside right now and you can beat the crap out of me. And JBL actually backed off and said, court is adjourned, you know, because Matt Stryker was like, if you want to beat me up, I will gladly walk outside and you can kick my ass. I don't know if you ever heard that story, but
no, I never Matt heard Stryker, that. That's interesting.
But Matt Stryker apparently got some respect because he was like, listen, I'm either going to get shamed or else I can just say, you know what, kick my ass right now. And Matt Stryker held his own and JBL actually backed off.
That's probably a little bit of respect factor.
Yep. So now we get Hardcore Holly versus Test. This is stemming from, you know, Test attacking Hardcore Holly after Hardcore Holly's denied a match with Rob Van Dam, and then Hardcore Holly costs the Big Show a match versus Rob Van Dam. So we're getting the two together because like Tess was in the Big Show's corner and then, you know, Hardcore Holly. So I think to me on paper, like when I watch this match seemed good to me. Both guys unload on punches on each other, chops to Tess by Holly. Tess slams Hardcore into the steps, a clothesline to Tess. And then Tess gets slammed into the steps. Hardcore Holly slams Tess to the outside, and then another clothesline to Tess. A flying clothesline by Hardcore Holly. Tess kicks out. Power slam by Tess. Tess comes crashing down on the turnbuckle. Mike, what do you think of this match so far? Like, to me, like the match, like at this point, it was really good. Like, you know, these guys were like, really just it felt like they were shooting at each other, but it was like, let's do this, you know.
Well, the beginning was quite boring because a lot of it was just kicks and punches, but it's really tough in a vacuum. Not bad, but these guys have been mid-card guys in Raw and SmackDown, and they're trying to go here. And I mean, they're both essentially heels. Hardcore is being the face at this point. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it.
I felt like I was because, like, you know, like it's Hardcore Holly versus a big guy like Tess, you know, and it just felt like they were just unloading on each other, and maybe they were actually really shooting on each other, you know, to see who's like the toughest. But then
I can see where you see that.
Yeah. So Tess slams Hardcore's shoulder into the steel. And then, you see, this is what, I mean, I guess it's good heel tactic, but I feel like it could have been a better way to end the match. Tess pins Hardcore Holly by grabbing his tights. I went one star on the match, Mike. What'd you give it?
I gave it one star also. I mean, if you're going to be a brutal heel, okay, I can see cheating, but use a chair, use something. Not a big guy like that should not be grabbing the tights to end. I thought the ending was very flat.
Yeah, and like, you know, Tess is a heel, but like that's just like the worst. I feel like that's not the best heel move to use. And do you think that this match should have been the Extreme Rules match if we don't get this Big Show Rob Van Dam ladder match? Like these two guys should have gotten the Extreme Rules match since both of them proved a lot facing Rob Van Dam in Extreme Rules matches. What do you think, Mike?
It's ECW. Why not have two Extreme Rules matches?
You know, I guess Vince McMahon only had budget for one Extreme Rules
but
match.
I mean, but why not?
It's ECW. Yeah, I know. I feel like this match missed the point with not making this the Extreme Rules. But then Test starts hitting Holly with a chair repeatedly. So Test is making his heelish tactics with Hardcore Holly. We'll see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get the Sandman. He's trying to get votes because keep in mind, Cyber Sunday is, I think, like a week and a half away at this point.
Yep.
And we know that the Big Show is in that triple threat match where it's like they vote on whose title is going to be at stake. Is going to be John Cena's WWE title, King Booker's World Heavyweight title, or the Big Show's ECW title. And at this point, the Sandman, I think, is trying to get an Intercontinental Championship match. And he's trying to outvote Kane and Chris Benoit to face Umaga for the Intercontinental title at Cyber Sunday.
Yeah, and we later find out, I'm shocked at who won.
Yeah, me too. I actually just listened to that on, I believe, I think it was Something to Wrestle With when they were like actually going over ECW on Sci-Fi with Bruce Pritchard. So we'll get there when we get there. And Mike, now it's time for the main event. Rob Van Dam versus the Big Show in a ladder match. Sidekicks to the Big Show. Van Dam brings in the ladder. Irish whip into the ladder by Big Show. Van Dam hits Big Show in the stomach and the face with the ladder. A rolling thunder into the ladder onto the Big Show by RVD. Big Show throws RVD off the ladder. Big Show spears Rob Van Dam. Big Show misses the splash. So, you know, it's basically going back and forth, Mike. What'd you think of the ladder match at this point?
Not bad at all for a main event. I mean, we've talked about plenty on the difference in the main events and how the shows are structured. But Big Show's just there for, you know, he's not climbing the ladder, obviously. But, you know, and RVD's bouncing all around and everything. So far, so good.
Yep. And then so get to the Rolling Thunder into the ladder. And then Big Show throws RVD off the ladder. Big Show spears RVD. I hate that the Big Show does this splash move. He's no Yokozuna and he's no Vader. He looks terrible at this point doing this splash. What do you think about this, Mike?
And he never hits it.
Like he's in terrible shape to even be going up on the rope. So we'll see what happens.
It's not like Ric Flair when he goes up all the time for the rope and you know he misses it, which is fine, but this is totally different. A big guy like that should not be doing that.
Now, and then a choke slam by the Big Show, but then RVD hits Big Show with a Hurricanrana and he grabs the contract. So RVD wins and hopefully he gets a ECW title shot in the time coming. I have it at a star and a quarter, Mike.
I actually gave it 2 stars. It wasn't too bad, but it was what it was, and you know, it just showcased RVD a little bit. It actually didn't look bad.
No, it did not. What do you think of the what do you think of like the Hardcore Holly versus Test feud?
It's tough because it wasn't like an organic like face turn. They forced it on, and again, they've been mid-carders, and there's nothing there that's making me want to see Hardcore Holly do well. Like, why am I cheering for him? You know,
I think that if it was an Extreme Rules match, it would have been better. Because then these guys could have really unleashed on each other.
Yeah. But, I mean, and overall, I gave the show like a star and a half. It's in desperately need of heels. Like decent heels.
I would give it a star and a half too, you know. A little bit of a boring beginning, but the middle was good between I just thought that the test and hardcore Holly match was good, and then you got the good main event at the end. So I'll go a star and a half on the show itself out of five.
Yeah, me too. but I mean, right now, Big Show is the only heel that anyone really cares about. They're trying with Test, but I don't think it's working.
No, it's not. So now, Mike, we go to ECW, October 31st, 2006. We're live from Wisconsin tonight. And, well, it's a Halloween-themed episode. But first, Paul Heyman announces at the next ECW pay-per-view called December to Dismember, it's going to be the very first Extreme Elimination Chamber. What did you think of when they were going in this direction, Mike? That it's not just going to be Rob Van Dam versus the Big Show.
Well, it's still technically, you know, technically RVD can get the title shot anytime. In an Extreme Elimination Chamber, I was intrigued. But
yeah,
I was intrigued as well.
Like when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this might seem what ECW needs. And this is like coming from like when I was like 14 and I saw this. I did not see the pay-per-view when it came out, but I was intrigued by the match too. Go ahead, Mike. What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying that, I mean, you have the two and but who are you going to put in it? I mean, the way they're pushing people, I mean, as of now, you would have Test, Hardcore Holly, Punk, Mike Knox.
And then you know, have...
You know, that's going to be your main event. No, thank you. It's just not interesting enough.
Alrighty. So, and then I believe also Paul Heyman announces that there's going to be one match that's going to feature Sabu in it, which is coming up. The winner of that match will advance to the extreme Elimination Chamber. So we get that match tonight. And it is Sabu versus Kevin Thorne. Lots of legwork by Sabu, a diving somersault by Sabu. Kevin Thorne slams Sabu into the ring post, flying clothesline by Sabu, the diving DDT to Kevin Thorne, a diving front flip, and the camel clutch. So your winner is Sabu by way of submission. I gave it a star, Mike. I mean, it's Sabu, you know?
Yeah, I gave it
a
star.
Even though it's a squash, it's still Sabu.
I gave it a star and a half only because of the crowd. The crowd still loves Sabu. But this was one of those that, you know what, Sabu versus Thorne, okay, you already know who's going to win. I mean, without question.
Yeah, so Sabu is going to be in this Extreme Elimination Chamber. And we get another Sandman skit. He's still trying to get votes for Cyber Sunday, which is this Sunday. So again, you know, Cyber Sunday, which was the heavy voting, fans voting pay-per-view, started off as Taboo Tuesday. But I liked how they switched it up to Cyber Sunday because, you know, the world was cyber and it was going cyber with the internet. What do you think of the concept of changing it from Taboo Tuesday to Cyber Sunday, Mike?
I think they just realized Tuesday was a failed experiment.
I think it was a bad day to have a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So now we have Shannon Moore versus Daivari. And when... Oh, but before that, the Sandman King's a clown, And what do you think of this? I don't think she's the same one, the backstage interviewer. What do you think of this Hachimachi ECW interviewer? I think this is Rebecca.
It wasn't not too bad, but I mean,
I'm not gonna lie, I thought she was a little sexy.
Yeah, but I mean, was she there that long?
She might have been there for like a year, maybe like a couple of months, but I just thought she was like hot, and I was like, oh, they could do something with her if they gave her like some training.
Rebecca DiPietro. That's and apparently her and Batista dated. Okay.
Oh, well, I guess we know she got her job then.
No, I'm just looking, and she was a model, she was on the pages of Playboy, and she also appeared in Maxim, Miss Hawaiian Tropics.
Well, let's just say that ECW needed some eye candy, and they found it, right, Mike?
Oh, she did. She was the 2006 Diva Search.
Oh, yeah, that was won by Layla.
Yep. So
she was on there, and she gets her she gets this interview gimmick.
Yep, and she was there until March 22nd. Forgettable, though.
Was that like 2007?
Yeah.
All right, so again, she's only there for a few months, but when I first saw her, I thought she was eye candy, Mike.
I will agree.
Right. Yeah. So then the Sandman canes a clown. Like, a clown is just walking by, and Sandman hits him with a cane. So then we get Great Khali comes out with Daivari. When I first heard of the music, I was like, what's Great Khali doing here? And then I was like, oh, he's with Daivari, and Daivari's apparently on ECW. So I guess they're still borrowing SmackDown talent, huh? So Shannon Moore versus Daivari, and when I first heard Great Khali's music, I was like, what's Great Khali doing here? But then, it's Daivari. So clearly they're still getting some SmackDown stars for ECW shows.
Yeah. I don't know if they really needed Daivari.
I don't even know if they needed this match, but whatever.
Definitely not.
So it's basically a spinning heel kick by Shannon Moore. But then it's like, the only thing I got from it was a DDT by Daivari for the pin. I didn't even know Great Khali even got involved in the match. But I would say this is a quarter star match, Mike. What about you?
Total dud. 100% dud. It was just awful. And there's nothing else to really say about it.
Yep. So now Van Dam is getting interviewed. He says that he's a little bit disappointed that Paul Heyman is apparently taking his opportunity away, and now Van Dam is going to have to fight five other men in this Extreme Elimination Chamber. But he says he's going to leave the Elimination Chamber ECW champion. Now, do you think this is bringing in real life where Rob Van Dam is mad about the writing, and that it's not just going to be him versus the Big Show for the ECW title? Do you think like this, like Rob Van Dam's real feelings coming out?
I don't know. I mean, he kind of looked a little out of it, so it's tough to tell. But he definitely did not look in it, we'll just say.
No, he did not. So now, Mike, we have an ECW Halloween contest. It's Kelly versus Trinity versus Ariel. Kelly comes up as CM Punk, dressed up as CM Punk, which you know is going to bring some heat between her and Mike Knox. Mike Knox basically comes out and says, well, why are you doing this? Like, why are you dressing up like Punk? I should also mention that Trinity wins the match, which she totally, she wins the contest, which she totally should have because she was hot to trot. Like, her outfit costume was just hot.
She was just a crime scene.
Yeah, but she's still sexy. Looked like somebody committed a crime.
I would not argue that. I mean, I was kind of upset with Kelly Kelly's costume, but eh, I could live.
And then, so then we get also that Mike Knox and CM Punk are finally going to get into the ring together, Mike, next week. What do you think? Do you think it's finally time?
About time. Oh, and just real quick, just saw at this time as we're recording, you know, with, speaking of Kelly Kelly, she's going to be in the 2022 Royal Rumble.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, well, you know, WWE needs to bring back some of the legend divas. So, you know, it's got to happen, right?
And along with Mickie James. Interesting.
I thought didn't Mickie James get released?
Yep, but she's there anyway.
I guess she signed another Legends deal, maybe, or just a one-time appearance. But it is now time for our main event. It is the Big Show and Test versus Hardcore Holly and RVD. Test and Hardcore Holly start, but a quick tag to RVD. Test goes on the offense to Rob Van Dam. Hardcore goes on the offense on Test. A springboard leg drop to Test. RVD's face goes into the Big Show's boot. A drop kick to the outside by Test. Cross body by RVD onto the outside onto Test. So RVD just goes to the outside, cross bodies, and lands on Test. Clothesline by Test to RVD. A windmill kick to Test. And a clothesline to Hardcore Holly by Big Show. Big boot by Show to Holly. So, you know, the heels are getting the faces. Test throws Hardcore into the steel turnbuckle, shoulder first. Big Show misses the bonsai drop again. This is so stupid. He looks bad doing it, Mike.
Yeah, there is no reason why he's doing it. It's just getting insane.
Yes, and we see how unhealthy he is. And, like, you know, he looks out of breath even trying to climb onto the turnbuckle. But then a monkey, so he misses the bonsai drop, tag to RVD, a monkey flip and rolling thunder by RVD, an Alabama slam by Hardcore Holly to Test, a big boot to Hardcore Holly by Test. And then in an ape costume, an ape comes to the ring and hits RVD with a lead pipe, and it's Paul Heyman. So Paul Heyman unmasked as this ape, and he hits RVD with a lead pipe. That leads into a choke slam by the Big Show for the pin. So Test and Big Show win. I gave it a star and a quarter, Mike.
I gave it a star and three quarters, but it was just way too long. It could have been a lot shorter.
I kind of did like the ending, though. Everyone was getting their moves in, and I was kind of surprised about the ending, though, as well, that Rob Van Dam got hit by the lead pipe right into a choke slam. So Paul Heyman has Rob Van Dam's number, and he's getting under the skin of Rob Van Dam. So hopefully in the weeks to come, you know, we're going to get Mike Knox versus Test. I mean, Mike Knox versus CM Punk. And hopefully we'll find out who else is going to be in the Elimination Chamber. But also, Mike, I mean, I feel like when he announces, like, the Elimination Chamber, and we all know, like, what everyone thinks of the pay-per-view, it's like, ooh, like, you know, is this the beginning of the end when he announces the Elimination Chamber at December to Dismember?
Well, we already know, like, from what we hear, you know, it is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, but I mean, it seemed like a cool concept, like when it was added that there's going to be weapons in the Elimination Chamber and these ECW guys are going to go hardcore on each other. I cannot wait till we finally get to that pay-per-view, you know?
It will be interesting.
Yep. Well, Mike, that's going to wrap it up for our ECW talk. But before we go, do you have anything that you want to plug for the Place to Be Nation or the other feeds on the Place to Be networks?
You know, I'm not on anything coming up, but I just want to say, you know, we will be starting our 2022 pay-per-view pick 'em. We're going to be starting with the Rumble. So anyone that's interested, reach out to myself or the Cowboy, and we'll, you know, Roger Morissette, and we will get you in. I mean, even though, you know, a lot of people aren't watching the daily, you know, or weekly WWE product, but the pay-per-views, and no one could argue this, have been dang good, you know, throughout the year. And it actually makes it a little bit more fun, and everyone got involved. So hoping to get more people into it.
Yes, as for me, myself, I just recorded an episode of WCW Must Die with Johnny C. and Greg Diener. Johnny C. hosts with Ryan Gray, WCW Must Die, on the North-South Connection feed. We just covered the Nitro May 1st, 2000, where it's David Arquette versus Tank Abbott, and it's leading into the Slamboree 2000 pay-per-view. So that's on WCW Must Die. Listen for that as it gets ready to drop. Well, that's going to do it from us on Extreme Resurrection. I'm James Gruenberg, and he's Michael Cook, and we will see you next time. Still standing here.
Don't question my heart. Don't question.